Thank you very much for coming, and may our learning be a merit. Lilui Nishmas, Meir Chaya, Nechama Bracha, Lea Shalom, Bas David Mordechai. We had gotten up to the two dots on Daf Chavtes. I'm sorry, Chavav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said, Chatas of Habala Safik. Let's say a woman's not sure if she gave birth to a child or she gave birth to a fish. So misafek, out of a doubt, she has to bring a chatas of. Then, if after they did the malika, she finds out the truth, tarezu tikaver. Then this chatas is buried. So Amar Rav said v'kiper. This chatas of, at the time that it was doing malika, there was a safek, so it created atonement. So what the Gemara thinks that means is that she finds out after the malika that she really had given birth to a human. So Gemara asks, one second, Ihachi, if she found out she gave birth to a human, I might see cover. Why should you bury it? It turns out that she needs to bring a chatasov. This should be her chatasov. So they answered in the yeshiva, lefishena mishtameres, because since when it was being brought, it was only a safek, maybe she has to bring a chatasov. So they weren't watching it with the right level of concentration. So the very fact that a sacrifice or a holy item is not being watched sufficiently creates a tumma. It says, one second. Emas lo mishtameres. When was there not being watched? What type of tumma? Imi kara, if it was before the malika, chayahavi, it was alive, and when it's alive, it can't become tummy. Ilav asof, after the malika, you're saying they thought it was only a suffix, they weren't watching it so well. What do you mean? But it's in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Kohen right after Malika. Come on to it. He's watching it to make sure it doesn't become tummy. Okay, so that's not what's going on here. So what's the case of the Mishnah? Elmas Nisan, what's the case of the Mishnah? They brought the Chata Sa'of because of the Safek. And then Noldala, after the Malika, she was told and she realized the reality, Delo Yolda, that her child that had come out of her was not a child, it was a fish. So therefore it means that this bird is not even holy. It was all a mistake to make it holy. She doesn't have to bring anything. So really, this bird you could get benefit from. You can't eat it because it had a malika, didn't have a shechita. You could get benefit from it. Almighty cover, what does the Mishnah mean when it says it gets buried? That's only a dindrabanan. Dindrabanan, they said it should get buried so that people not think that a chata sa'of, haba, minasafik, you can get hana. Because a regular chata sa'of, that's a safek, whether you need to bring it or not, you don't know whether it's chulin ba'azara or whether it's really a karban. So you can't get benefit from it because it might be a karban, really. This is only a dindrabanan. Here you do know that it's really not holy. So midrabanan, you have to bury it. V'chiyat madarav. So when did Rav teach his lesson that the woman got atonement? He taught it in the following case. Al ha'isha shevi achatasov b'safek. He learns in a brisa, a woman who brings a chatasov because of the state of safek. She doesn't know if she had a birth or, you know, just a fish come out of her. Before the malika no delashiyolda vaday, it was informed to her that she had actually had a birth. Then tasavada. So now this chatasov should just be turned into a regular chatasov. Because the same type of bird she would bring when she's not sure is the type of bird she would bring if she was sure. Okay. Now, if they already did the malika and they still didn't know whether what it was, then after the malika, no, she was informed, she yelled that she had got a human birth. Rav said, mazadama. So now keep on going. Squeeze the blood onto the mizbeach. Umotza dama, squeeze the left, you know, throw the blood on the mizbeach, squeeze the leftover blood on the mizbeach. The kippur, and it created atonement. Umuteres ba'achila, and you're allowed to eat it. Making sense, right? Because the same type of bird you would bring for a safik, maybe this I need a chatasov, you bring when you have to bring a chatasov. So now she finds out after the malika that she had had a birth, she needs to bring a chatasov. So this bird can be the chatasov for her. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, asura ba'achila, this bird can't be eaten. Why? She found out that she did give birth. She needs a chatasov. It's the same type of bird as a regular chatasov. It's a gzeira. It's a rabbinic law. Shema Yomru, or worried people will say, Chatasofa Ba'ala Safek, that when you bring a Chatasof, because you're not sure that, and there's a chance you have to bring a Chatasof, Ne'achelas, that also could be eaten. So that's where Rav said his law. When did Rav say that a Chatasof Misafek can create kapara? It's after they cut the neck, she finds out that it's not a Safek, that she really gave birth, and she really needs an atonement. Tani Levi Kavase de Rav. In fact, Levi taught like Rav. Chatasa'of, Abala Safik, which is brought by a woman who has a state of Safik, not sure if she had given birth to a child or a fish. If after the Malika was done on this Chatasa'of, Noda, then she was informed, she became known, she held a vada that she has given birth, she has a child. So Mazed Zama, Motze Zama, Vakipra, Muteres Bachila. The Brisa says, just keep on going. Throw the blood on the Mizbeach, and you can eat it. So in other words, it becomes a regular Chatasa'of. That's like Rav. However, Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Brisa like the other view. The Brisa says, like Rabbi Yochanan, that a Chatasa'of Abala Safek, if a woman is not sure if she gave birth, so she brings a Chatas on the chance that she gave birth. And then, Imad Shelo Nimla Kanodala Shelo Yalda, if before there was Malika, she finds out that she really doesn't need to bring it because she didn't have a bird, she had a fish. Teitzi L'chulin, so now the bird becomes fully secular because it was all a mistake to make it holy in the first place. Otimarcha L'chaverto, she could sell this bird to her friend who did have a birth. However, but if before the Malika, she finds out that she did have a child and she really needs to bring a Chatasov, now, Ta'asavad, just keep doing this Chatasa'of as a certain Chatasa'of. Shemimin, Shemivi Alo Hoda, Mivi Al Hoda. The same type of bird, a pigeon or a turtle dove that she would bring when she's unsure, so what type of bird she would bring when she is sure. Vimi Shemimla Kanoda Shayolda. But if after the Malika, she finds out that in fact she gave birth after the Malika, then Asura Afilu Behana'ah. So not too late now. She found that she gave birth. Now it's too late. She can't eat this bird. She can't even get benefit from this bird. This bird is treated like a chatasa'of ba'al safek. Shala safek ba mitchilasa. It was brought as a safek. Kipra safek of a holchala. There is no safek anymore. Okay, but this is still considered a chatasa'of ba'al safek, and therefore it's treated like a chatasa'of ba'al safek. It's not treated like a regular chatasa'of. And this is the view of Rabbi Yochanan, who disagrees with Rav. Yeah, question.
The Malikas, anyhow, they couldn't eat the meat of the chicken after the
Malika. No, of a carbon they could. If the carbon...
The Malika, Rabbi?
Exactly, right.
I think all the Malikas, they buried them.
No. The Kohanim can eat the Chatas bird that had a Malika. That's the issue here. If it's going to be a Chatas, which is needed, so then the Malika will permit it. But if it's a chatas that's not really needed, or we're not sure if it's needed, so then maybe it wasn't needed. So then maybe the Malika didn't permit it.
Just for korbanot.
Exactly, it's only for korbanot.
It's not checked properly.
It's not correct. It's not checked properly. But
so
it is the
meat?
It's the shechita for the korban. For the korban, it's good enough for the korban. So since it was good enough for the korban, if it was a kosher korban and a required korban, then Malika permitted it.
Even they use the blood on the mishkan too.
Yeah.
That's one of the first times we've seen that idea. That could have been solved for 20 pages.
But we've seen that earlier. We've seen situations where a person
can sell it. That's an incredible option.
Yeah, well, it's chulin. You sell it to a... Because the woman discovered she didn't give birth, so now the bird became chulin. So she can sell this chulin bird to a friend.
She's saying it should be sold to her fellow who needs to bring
exactly.
A bird.
That's right. Her friend needs to bring a bird, so she should sell this bird to a friend who needs to bring a bird.
To me, that's like landmark. I don't remember seeing that. I think that's awesome.
But it lost its holiness.
But at least it's not completely.
Yeah, but it'll still go on for the types of purposes that you thought it would go on.
And then the friend can then make that correction?
Can yes, make that absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
That's a heck of an option. It's like a whole second marketplace.
Good. All right, we are on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. Again, today's Daf is Daf Chav Zayin. We're on Chav Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to teach us about the concept of Mi'ila. Mi'ila means that a person took something which is Kadshe Hashem, holy for God, the property of God. He took it for himself, for his own benefit, for Hana'ah. So then the lawyers, he has to bring a carbon, Hashem Me'ilos, plus he needs to pay reparation to Hekdesh, to the Temple Trust. the value of what he took plus a fifth. Okay, so let's say you had an item, someone had made a fancy Torah ornament, hekdesh, and a guy takes it and he drinks out of it, you know, he uses it in some way for himself, so now he needs to pay back hekdesh, take the value of this item, add another fifth, give that back to hekdesh, plus he has to bring a karban, asham mi'ilos. Yeah.
Is it knowingly or unknowingly?
Knowingly. But we're going to get into the topics of knowing and unknowing in Maseches Megillah, which is in the next Masechta. But yeah, knowingly, usually. Okay, the next Mishnah. Hamafir shnei slayim la'asham. So, you know, the Torah says that an asham has to be purchased with 2 shekels, 2 slayim. Each sela is worth 4 zuz, right, Ellie?
Yes.
A sela is worth 4 zuz. Okay, good. So a man had to bring a karban asham, right? He was obligated in a karban asham. He's obligated in the ram that the Torah says should cost 2 shekel, 2 slayim. So he takes the 2 shekels. He says, okay, these 2 shekels are for my asham. So now they are holy, these shekels. They belong to Hekdesh because he consecrated them for the asham. But then he does me'ilah on them. We'll see. Not in the first case, in the second and third cases. The first case is, the lakach behen, he went and he took these 2 shekels. And instead of using them to buy 1 asham, he bought shnei elim la'asham. He buys 2 rams, each of them to be ashams. So im haya echad mehen yafesh shnei slayim, if one of these rams now appreciates in value and it itself is worth 2 shekel, yikarev la'asham. So that ram should be brought as the asham that he had to bring. Hasheni, the second, is called mosar asham, the leftovers of an asham. So the leftovers of an asham become ola. Yirad sheyistoev, he should pasture till it gets a blemish. V'yimacher, sold. V'yipludamav, l'nedava. And the money should go to buy donated olos. Okay, that was case number one. Now we get into the cases of me'ilah. Again, the man had put aside 2 coins, 2 shekels. He says, these 2 coins are holy because I'm going to use them for purchasing a ram for my asham obligation. Then, lakach behen, he takes these 2 coins. And with them he buys shnei ola, shnei elam uchulin, 2 rams, and he wants them for himself, not for karbanos. This is me'ilah. Me'ilah is to steal hekdesh and to use it for yourself. So because he did the sin of me'ilah, these coins lose their holiness, and these rams are now 2 rams of chulin, unholy rams. But now he's got a lot of problems. He has his original asham obligation, plus he just did the sin of me'ilah, which creates its own asham obligation. And because of the sin of me'ilah, he needs to pay back hekdesh, what he took from hekdesh, plus another fifth. So, let's say one of these rams now goes up in value. Echad yafa shnei slayim. It's now worth 2 shekel. Echad yafa asar zuz. The other ram went up in value. It's now worth 2 shekel plus. It's worth 10 zuz. Again, a shekel is 4 zuz. 2 shekel is 8 zuz. Now this second ram itself is worth 10 zuz, namely the amount plus a fifth. Says the Mishnah, Hayafesh shtei slayim, the ram that's worth 2 shekel, yikarev la'asham, that should be brought as his asham. Now which asham is this? Is this the original asham? Or is this the asham for the me'ilah that he just did?
This All right. is the original one.
Oh, that's what you would think. You'd think. We'll see if that's the case. Vasheni, and the second ram, which is worth 10 zuz, that is the me'ilah, so that is the payment for his me'ilah.
Only thing wrong was he had one bad machshava about what he wants to do with this thing.
That's a bad thing, yeah.
That's it.
That's a bad thing.
So he had a little slip.
Little slip matters, yeah. All right, so that was case number 2. So now we have case number 3 again. A man had to bring an asham. If he has to bring an asham, he needs to take 2 shekel and use the 2 shekel to buy a ram. Because the ram has to be purchased for 2 shekel. What he did was he took the 2 shekel, and he says, okay, these shekel, oh, welcome, welcome, thanks for joining us. He took the 2 shekel, and he dedicates the 2 shekels to buy a ram. He's going to use them to buy a ram. And he doesn't do that though. He takes these 2 shekels and he buys 2 rams. Echad la'asham. We have more Gemaras here. We can pass down to Moshe, to Ellie.
Okay, there's one.
We're on Chav Vav Amid Beis of Masechet Krisus.
Okay. I'll take one.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, give yours. That's very sensitive. Very, very kind. Thank you.
I want to do this.
Yeah, there's another one here. Ellie has one there. Okay. So a man was obligated to bring a karban asham, a ram, for 2 shekels. And instead, what does he do? He puts aside 2 shekels to buy a ram. So now the shekels are holy. He says they're holy for the ram. But then he doesn't use them to buy a holy ram. He uses them, echad la'asham, one to buy a ram for an asham, ve'echad l'chulin, and the other one he uses for himself, to buy a ram for himself. So he did the me'ila only on 1 shekel. So now, im haya shel asham yafesh de slayim, if the ram that he purchased as an asham goes up in value, now it's worth 2 shekel, yikrav la'asham, fine, so bring that as the asham that he had to bring, the original asham. Sheni, the second one, if that also goes up, lemi'ilaso, can be brought as his mi'ila. V'yavi'ima, now with what he brings, he has to bring with it a certain amount of money to pay back Hekdesh. He has to give back to Hekdesh, sela v'chomsha. He has to give a shekel with a fifth for the mi'ila that he did. Okay, so we had 2 cases here. A man had put aside 2 shekel, made it holy, the 2 shekel, to buy a ram for an asham, and then he desecrates the holiness. Case number 1, right? The second case of the Mishnah. Lakach b'hen shnei elam l'chulim. He takes the 2 shekel, he uses them to buy 2 rams, but both for chulin. Now, echad yafesh shnei slime, one of these rams is itself worth 2 shekel. Echad yafesh asarazos, one goes up to being worth 2 shekel plus 25%. Hayafesh te slayim, that which is worth the 2 shekel, yikarev la'ashamo, should be brought as his asham. V'hasheni, the second, should be mi'ilaso. So the Gemara says, my mi'ilaso de ketani resha. What mi'ilaso? What does that mean when he says that the second ram is for his mi'ila? V'hasheni li mi'ilaso. Ilema, if you're saying that the second one is an el asham, is a ram of an asham as an atonement for the me'ila, the memra, right? So that means the second one, which is worth 10 zuz, which is worth 2 shekel plus a fifth, the chomesh, that this added fifth, bahadi ayel maisila, is part of the ram. It's part of the ram. But that's not true. Vaksib, but that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says when a person does me'ila, when someone steals from Hekdesh, ve'es asher chatem en ha'hekdesh yishalem, ve'es chamishiso yosef alav, the Torah says he pays back to Hekdesh with the amount and another fifth. Almost, you see that this fifth, Bahadig Zelo Maisila, the fifth is what you give to Hekdesh as a return for this theft from Hekdesh. It's not that you added it to the value of the Karban Asha. So that's one problem. But in another problem, Katani Seifa, then you have the third case of the Mishnah. He put aside 2 shekels, made them holy. He's going to use them to buy an Asha. And then he uses echad la'asham, one to buy a cheaper animal, but he says that that's going to be for the asham. Ve'echad l'chulin, the other one he said he's using it for chulin. Says the Mishnah, imaya shel asham yafesh de slime. If the one that he bought as the asham goes up to be worth 2 shekel, yikrav la'asham, bring it as an asham. Va'asheni, and the second one, if it goes up in value, can be mi'ilaso, can be the mi'ila karban. Yavi iman, with it, bring money that you pay back to Hekdesh, sell of a chomesh, a shekel and another fifth. Alma, so here clearly it says that the chomesh at the extra fifth, bahadig zelo maisila, is part of the repayment to Hekdesh and not part of the value of the karban asha. Ella, so when the Mishnah said in the beginning that the 10 zuz ram is going for mi'ilaso, what does it mean? Mi'ilaso ma'id ishani me'hektesh. It means what he had gotten benefit from Hekdesh, right? V'yeshno, v'yeshno mishnei slayim da'afrishenu la'asham. Right, he had put 2 shekel aside to make an asham. So that was Hekdesh. Hekdesh had these 2 shekel. Lakach bahen shnei elim lechulin. He took out of these 2 shekel. He bought 2 rams as chulin. So the Mishnah is saying like this: the yafish day slayim makpiv leila el asham. The ram that's worth 2 shekel, he brings as the asham for the me'ila that he just did for stealing from Hektish. The yafasara zuz, the ram that's worth the 10 zuz, yayiv le, he gives it as a payment back to Hektish. The maidis hani mehektish, this that he was getting the benefit from Hektish. He took the 2 shekel of Hektish. The havale, right? And he has to pay back 2 shekel and a fifth. So 2 shekel and a fifth is 10 zuz. The havale gzeil of a chomsho. So that he's giving back. Lemi'ilaso, that's his repayment, which is the amount he stole, 2 shekel plus a fifth. Umay mi'ilaso, what does it mean when the Mishnah says the second ram is for his mi'ila? What it means is gzeilo. The second ram is for the theft, for what he took from Hektish. The Gemara says, but mayu kimta mi'ilaso deresha gzeilo. How did you say the case of mi'ilaso is? What does the word mi'ilaso mean in the beginning of the Mishnah? That which he stole. Ema seifa. But now read the end of the Mishnah. If he has the 2 shekel that were set aside to buy a ram, and he misuses them, echad la'asham, one he buys a ram to use as a carbon, ve'echad l'chulin, but the other he uses just to buy a ram that's not holy. If the ram he bought for the asham goes up in value to be worth 2 shekel, bring it as his asham. The second one, if it goes up in value, can bring it as your me'ilah. Bring with it another shekel and another fifth. So here the term me'ilah means el asham. It means the asham carbon for mi'ilah. So I understand. Reisha karile mi'ilah so gzelo. In the first part of the Mishnah, the term mi'ilah so means his debt for what he stole from Hekdesh. Seifa karile mi'ilah so. And the meaning is el asham. And in the end, when it says mi'ilah so, it means the ram that he has to bring for the carbon mi'ilah. Now starting today's daf, chav zayinim and aleph. So the Gemara therefore says the following answer. Yes, the language of the Mishnah switches. And sometimes the word mi'ilaso means the theft, sometimes the word mi'ilaso means his karban asham mi'ilos. And here's why. Reisha dahavale ayil ruban karen v'chomsho. In the first case of the Mishnah where the ram he bought is itself worth the amount plus another fifth, karile limi'ilaso. There, when the Torah calls that, when the Mishnah calls that ram his mi'ila, what he means is gzelo. He means this is the ram that's paid as the repayment to Hektish for stealing from Hektish, because it's the same amount, right? He stole 2 shekel from Hektish. This ram is worth 10 zuz. It's worth 2 shekel and a fifth. So this is called mi'ilaso. That's the mi'ila he did. Seifa, but in the latter case, to lo havi ayil ruban karen v'chomesh, right? The ram, the second ram, is not worth the amount and a fifth. He stole a shekel, because 1 shekel went for an asham, the other shekel went for chulin. He stole a shekel. This ram is not worth the amount plus a fifth. This ram has gone up to be worth 2 shekel. It's double. It's the amount plus the amount again, right? He stole a shekel. It's worth itself 2 shekel. So therefore, kari lei, this ram is called el asham. This ram of the asham carbon that he has to bring for the me'ila is called me'ilaso. V'yavi'im, and he has to bring with it sela v'chomsha, a shekel, which is what he had stolen from Hektish, with another fifth of a shekel. Okay, that completes the confusing part of today's daf. Yeah, question.
Let's say somebody put $10 for a pushka. Okay, but he goes by a lot of it, that, $10, and he wins.
Yeah.
Now, how much he owes? $10. Only $10.
That's what he took, that's what he has to pay back.
Not more than 10% or whatever?
No. What he took would be $10. Apparently, that's the issue. Feeding them, right. So now, by Rav Menashe Bar Gada. Rav Menashe Bar Gada asked the following question. A person who's looking to buy a ram, bikinus humashin, with the value of multiple fifths, right? So let's say he stole, money had been put aside for an asham, he stole it, so he had to repay it plus a fifth. Then again, he stole that, So he had to repay that with another fifth. He stole that. He had to repay that with another fifth. So now the fifths have taken your single shekel. Because of all these fifths, he's gotten up to now two shekels. So now with this, can he use it to buy the ram? Maushi yiskaper. Would that enable him to gain atonement for his initial karban asham obligation? So mi amina, do we say Imtim Saloma, if you're going to assume Adam Iskaper Bishvach Hekdesh, that let's say Hekdesh buys a prop, a man buys an animal and makes it holy, and it's not yet worth the two shekel. But then, as Seth said, he fattened it up, and because of that, it became worth the two shekel, so he can now use that and get atonement, Mishum de Katarach Kameh, because he did work to fatten it up. Aval hacha, but when he keeps stealing from Hekdesh, he keeps adding a fifth as a fine, the lo katarach, he's not doing work to fatten something up, maybe lo miskaper, maybe that he can't use that to gain atonement with. Odilmor, maybe, imtim talomer, ain't other miskaper, vishvach Hekdesh, even if a person could not get atonement with the improvements that he invests in it once it already is Hekdesh, mishum de lo afreshe, because he hadn't set aside for Hekdesh the right amount of value, Aval Hadain, Kinos Chumshin de Afreshe, but here where he's adding fifths, so it's value, it's coins that are set aside that are holy, that are be enough, it'll be two shekel, Ikalem Hashem Eskaper, maybe he should be able to use that. So the Gemara says, okay, doesn't answer the question, that's a suffix. So what's this issue of Shvach Hekdesh? Di Ibailu, that a question in the yeshiva. Miskaper b'shvach Hekdesh Olo. If a person buys an animal that's not worth the two shekel, and then he made it holy as an asham, and then when it's Hekdesh, it's holy as an asham, it got worth more, it increased in its value, it fattened up, it became worth two shekel, can he gain atonement for his sin with the increase in value that Hekdesh produced or not? He has to spend two shekel of his own money. Tashma, come on your proof. Our Mishnah says, Amar Fishnei Slayim L'Asham, he puts aside two shekel to buy an asham. V'lakach Behen, the very first case of the Mishnah, and he uses the two shekels to buy Shnei Elim L'Asham, two rams, for an asham. And then they appreciate. Hayecha man Yafa Shnei Slayim, one of them now goes up and it itself is worth two shekel. Yikrav L'Asham, that gets brought as the asham that he had to bring. V'Asheni, the second one, is Mosar Asham, Yirav Shiyistayv, it pastures till it gets a blemish, V'Yimacher, then it's sold, V'Yipludamu V'Nadava, and the money gets used for Olos Nadava. So, my love, what's the case? The Zavan Ba'ar Ba'ayil, right? When he bought, he had two shekel. In other words, he had a total of 8 zuz. So he bought 2 rams. That means each ram was for 4 zuz. The Shabbach. And now each ram went up in value. Adeshavi Tamnaya. Till each ram is worth 8 zuz. So Shmamina. So you see Seth's point. Adam Iskaper B'Shvach Hekdesh. Even though he's getting the atonement and it was Hekdesh that's appreciating in value, he can get atonement through that. Says the Gemara. Lo. That's not the case. Achav Mayaskin. And here's the case. To Ozil Roa Gabei. In other words, the rams were always worth 8 zuz each. But the shepherd selling the ram sold it to him at a cheap price. He gave it to him for 4 shekel. But really it was worth 8 shekel. But it's not that Hekdesh, it appreciated in the hands of Hekdesh. It always was worth 8 zuz. It's always worth 2 shekel each. He got a discount. So another proof. Tashma from a brisa. The brisa says, Lakach ayil besela. A man has to bring an asham, so he's supposed to spend 2 shekel on a ram. Instead, he spends 1 shekel on a ram. With pitmo, then the man fattened it up, v'amido al shtayim. And because he fattened it up, it's worth now 2 shekel. Kosher can be brought as an asham. So shmamina, so this is exactly the case. Adam miskaper b'shvach Hekdesh. Person gets atonement, even though it's in the hands of Hekdesh and it appreciates. Lo, that's not the case. Pitmo shani, maybe when you fatten it up, it's different. Because at the end of the day, he spent 8 zuz. He spent 2 shekel. 1 shekel right away, and then another shekel on food. What's that? That we'll see. The Gemara will bring that up too. Tashma, coming to your proof. From the end of the Braisa. Lakach besela. He bought a ram with 1 shekel. Vareyu b'shtayim. Now it's worth 2. Kasher, you can bring it as is. Asham. So you see, that even though it appreciated with Hekdesh, that appreciation can count for him. No, Achanami Kishapitmo. Maybe here too, it's where he fattened it up. Yachani Resha, that's the same case as the first case. So, no, Resha, Dezabin, Ba'arba Zuz, Ba'arba, Vashbuchi, Ba'arba, Achrina. Maybe the first case is where he bought the ram for 4 Zuz, And then he paid for zuz to appreciate it, to fan it. The chasal etimnai, where he spent the full 8 zuz, he spent the full 2 shekel. Safer, but the latter case is the zavin ayil ba'arba. He bought it for 4 zuz. And as Gabriel said, he didn't spend 4 zuz. As b'chei betlas, it only cost him 3 zuz to fan it up. And now shavi timnai, now it's worth 8 zuz, it's worth 2 shekel. And that's the chiddush. Yach, if that's the case, Ema Sefer, read the end of that brisa, which says, Yeshalem Sela. He only spent a shekel on the asham. The Torah wants him to spend 2, so he has to give another shekel. What do you mean? Hachasale, he spent 7 zuz. He spent 7/8 of 2 shekels. So my Yeshalem, what does it mean? He pays the shekel. Tashlim the Sela. He completes the shekel. He completes another zuz, one more zuz. So the Gemara now says, severely, but if you're going to hold, ain't other miskaper b'shvach hekdesh, a person doesn't gain atonement with the appreciation that happened in the hands of hekdesh. He gains atonement with what he spent. So then, ki yoiv tashim desela, if he gives that extra zuz, my havi, still, why should he gain atonement? Ayil ben shtei sloim be'inan. The Torah wants him to spend 2 shekel on a ram, to buy a ram for 2 shekel. V'leka, that's not the case. He spent 7 zuz on the ram. He spent 7/8 of 2 shekel on the ram. But he didn't, the extra zuz he just gave to Hekdesh, that's not spent on the ram. So Gemara says, okay, lo olam kasavar, okay, I agree. This Tana holds other miskaper b'shvach Hekdesh. If something appreciates in the hands of Hekdesh, that's considered an appreciation for him, and he can now get atonement with that. Iachi, if that's the case, tashim desela lo yitain, why does he even have to add that extra zuz? Answer is Hainu Taima de Kayayev Tashem de Sela. It's a din de Rabbanan, Gzeir, it's a decree. Shema Yomru, people might think, Ayel Pachos Mishtei Slai Machaper. A person can go buy a ram for less than 2 shekel. So we say, no, the rams that you buy for less than 2 shekel cannot be used as an asham. The Torah talks about asham kesef shkalim. You have to spend 2 shkalim for the rams of the asham. Yidu Rabbanan. So my Aviyala, okay, what's the psak about this question? Can you gain atonement with the increase that happened in the domain of Hekdesh? Tashma Kavanir proof. The Brisa says, a man bought a ram, Bishas Hafrasha Yafasela. When he makes the ram an asham, it's only worth a shekel. Bishas Kapara, but once it's being brought, it's Yafesh Day Slime, it's already worth 2 shekel. Yatzi fulfills the obligation. So that resolves the question. You see that Adam Miskaper Bishvach Hekdesh. Boy, Rabbi Lazar had asked, Adam Miskaper Bishvach Hekdesh Olo. This is now a story. Rabbi Lazar had asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan. He asked, can a person gain atonement with the appreciation of the ram that happens in the domain of Hekdesh or not? Some Rabbi Yochanan said, I understand. Kama Shanim Gadol Zeh Beinenu. For several years, this one's been growing in our midst. He's our student. He didn't know this halacha from me. I've taught this many times. So then the Gemara says, really? Michlal Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Must have been Rabbi Yochanan already taught it. Yes, he did in fact teach it.
Talking to Rabbi Lazar, right?
Yeah, and to the other students. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan had taught it. This is where he taught it. It's Nami Linton Mishnah. Vlad Toda. If you have an animal that's a carbon toda, then it becomes pregnant and has a child. Or tzmura, so you have an animal that's a carbon toda, and someone does a tzmura on it. Or v'chein ha-mafrish toda v'avda, a person made an animal a toda, then it got lost. V'ifrish acheres tachter, he brought another one in its place. Then you find the original one. All of these cases, ain't tuna lechem, they don't get the 40 loaves of bread that normally accompany a toda. That's the Mishnah. Shalach Reb Chanina, Mishmed Reb Yochanan. Reb Chanina sent an explanation of this mission in the name of Reb Yochanan. Lo shanu lacha kapara. They wouldn't get the loaves once there was an atonement. Once a toda was brought, devlad in ton lechem. That's when the child doesn't have bread. Avlifnei kapara. But let's say we haven't yet brought the toda, and we have the child of the toda, and he decides he wants to use the child as the toda. Ton lechem, it needs bread. So what do you see? Alma kasaver, miskaper. A person gets atonement with the child of a toda, b'shvach hekdesh. That's the improvement of hekdesh. Right? You had an animal that was hekdesh, and it improves. It becomes pregnant, has a child. This child also can get the same atonement, can be brought as the same toda. So you see other miskaper, b'shvach hekdesh. All right, another question now. General kachim question. Boy, Rebbe Lezer said, Balechayim nidachim olo. We know there's a concept called dichoy. Something was rejected. So once it was rejected, even though the reason why it's rejected is removed, it stays rejected. Does that apply to things that are alive or only to things that are already slaughtered? So this question Rabbi Elazar asked of Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made the same comment. Harikama shanim gadol zebeninu. For many years this man was growing with us. V'loshama halacha zu mipi. He never heard this halacha from me. I've taught it many times. So really, where did Rabbi Yochanan teach it? Machlad Rabbi Yochanan Amra. Did Rabbi Yochanan really teach this halacha about Baalei Chayim? And he did. Tam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Behema shel shnei shutfin. That's how you have an animal owned by two people. It was owned, Reuven and Shimon owned it together. Hikdish chetzia. Reuven says, my half is a carbon. So now it's nitche, because only half of it is holy, the other half is not. Can't bring it as a carbon, only half is holy. V'chazar olakach, then he buys the other half from his friend. V'chetzia v'yikdish, and he sanctified that other half too. So now the whole thing is holy, but ain't a kreva, it's kadosh, but it can't be brought. V'osa tzmura, now if you'd want to do a tzmura on this thing, this hybrid, this what had once been a hybrid, now it's, you know, blocked. Make a tzmura, tzmurasa kiyotza, but the tzmura would have the same status. So shmamina tlas, from here you learn three things. Shmamina bale chayim nidachin. You see that once it was rejected, when it was alive, it stays rejected. Shmamina kdushas damim matzah. You see that even though the initial holiness was only a holiness for the value, it also creates a rejection. Shmamina. See a third law, that dichoy bedamim, that you see that number one, it stays rejected forever. You see that something living stays is rejected. Something that's rejected stays rejected, even though it was rejected from the beginning, stays rejected. Dachi meikara stays rejected. And the third thing we see, that you could have dicho, you can have rejection when something was initially only holy for its value. All right, and the third question, again, about kachin. Goyer Belazar, Belazar's the question, going back to the asham. The Torah says that the asham is a ram that's bought with two shekels. What's the law if who's lutloyim ba'olam? There's a glut of rams, and nobody can buy a ram for 2 shekel. All the rams are going for 50 cents. They're all going for 1 shekel. So now, mahu? What's the law? Mi amrina? Do we say mivchan edrecha mina? Hashem wants you to give the best. Ba'ikum. So this is the best. The best that you have is worth 1 shekel. Oh, Dumar, maybe Hashem was insisting on kesef shkalim ba'inan. But luckily, there is no such thing. So he can't bring it as a carbon. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan again said, "Kama shanim gadalnu beis hamedrash. So many years we were growing in the beis hamedrash. V'lo shamanu halacha zu. We haven't heard this halacha till now. V'lo, have they not yet heard this halacha? V'amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said, 'Name Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Yipnei malut natora kitzba l'mechusari kapara. Why does the Torah not give a set value for the karbanos that have to be brought to create full atonement, to create full purity? I mean, like a zav or a mitzora." So the Rabbi Shimon Yochai explained, maybe all the sheep are going to go down. Then people won't be able to buy what they need to buy. And they won't be able to eat karbanos because they won't be able to do what Hashem required. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? How could it be that I haven't taught this halacha to anyone? So ask the Gemara. Verb Zera Barahada Meheder Talmudei Kol Tlas and Yom Kameh. We know that Reb Zera Bar Ada used to review everything he learned from Reb Yochanan every 30 days. So if Reb Yochanan ever taught it, he would have learned it. So what Reb Yochanan was saying was, how could it be that lo nitbaksha halacha zu mimenu bebeis hamedrash? How could it be that we've so many years and no one ever asked us this halacha? And now we're answering it. So anyway, gufo we learned. Am Reb Yochanan shum b'shem ben Yochai. Yipnei malalit natora kitzba l'mechusari kapara. Why didn't the Torah give a set value for the karbanos of those who need to bring karbanos to gain full purity? Answer, Shema Yizlu Tlai. Maybe all the lambs are going to go down in value. Ve'en lam takana le'echol b'kach, and then people won't be able to become fully pure. Maskef la'abaye. So Abaye challenged this. Elamayat, if this is the case, chatas chelev yinatein la kitzba. The Torah should give a set value for a chatas. And kapara asya, because that's needed for kapara. That's not to enable you to eat karbanos. Maskefa Rava. Rava asked, Elamiat, if this is the case, Asham Nazir, Levele Kitzba. The Asham Nazir should have been given a set price. The Levatala Udasi, that's not really accomplishing anything. The Asham of the Nazir is really not accomplishing anything. The kapara is accomplished with the chatas. So let it have a set value. It has to be this amount that you spent. I says, okay, Kasha, it's a question. We don't have an answer for that. Okay, Bezrat Hashem will continue tomorrow.